Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Holy Spirit, come, ignite hope in us today. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I received an email from a UMC pastor. Anyone knows what is UMC stands for? United Methodist Church. So this pastor's church is in Fairfax County. And when he called me, was asking me if I could help with a very difficult situation they were having at his church. A 14-year-old Latino boy was taken from this world. One of the members of his church reached out to my colleague, asking if the grieving family could hold the service at the church. Regardless of the difficulties this presented for my colleague, he chose to help, even though he doesn't speak Spanish. He decided to call me. He shared the story and asked me if I could assist and help the family. I am not in Fairfax County. My calendar was already booked to the max with work and personal events. And I knew saying yes meant that I needed to rearrange my calendar. In spite of these challenges, both my colleague and I chose to say yes. What we have been reading in the book of Esther was running through my mind. Was I being offered the opportunity of using my gifts as a bilingual pastor for such a time as this? Today, we close our sermon series about the book of Esther. For the past 3 weeks, we have learned about King Xerxes, his queen Esther, a Jew, who is trying to save her people from being taken out because of the edict that Haman has convinced the king to issue, and Esther's cousin, Mordecai, who has been her cheerleader, encouraging her to do what she needs to do for such a time as this. Esther listens to Mordecai and asks to speak with the king, inviting him and Haman to a banquet. As we heard last week, timing is everything. So she goes and meets them, encouraged by Mordecai and her people's support by fasting. But she knows that the time is not right yet to reveal her Jewish identity and the evil person who is behind the idea to take out her people. Now we find ourselves at the second banquet, where Esther bravely speaks. Let's read it. When the king and Haman came in for the banquet with Queen Esther, the king said to her, "This is the second day we've met for wine. What is your wish, Queen Esther? I will give it to you. And what do you want? I will do anything, even give you half of the kingdom." Wow. Queen Esther answered, "If I please the king, and if the king wishes, give me my life. That's my wish. And the life of my people too. That's my desire. We have been sold, I and my people to be wiped out, killed, and destroyed. If we simply had been sold as male and female slaves, I would have said nothing. But no enemy can compensate the king for this kind of damage. King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is this person? And where is he? Who could dare do such a thing?" Esther replied, "A man who hates an enemy, this wicked Haman." Haman was overcome with terror in the presence of the king and queen. Furious, the king got up and left the banquet for the palace garden. But Haman stood up and begged Queen Esther for his life. He saw clearly that the king's mood meant a bad end for him. Can you imagine the feeling in the room? A mask has been ripped off of Haman's face. His true identity is being revealed, and the fate he wanted for the Jews will now become his. What a story. But we see things like this happen daily. People with evil intentions create a plan to get rid of others. But is that God's heart or desire? Or does God stir others to inspire their actions in a way to reveal God's grace and hope? A few years ago in Pakistan, a Taliban group decided that girls should not be educated because without education, oppression thrives, making control of their society easier. But to their great surprise, a teenager, Malala Yousafzai, started to speak about this evil. She became an activist who attained so much publicity that there was an attempt on her life by the Taliban. They needed to quiet her, but that what they intended for evil actually helped her to extend her advocacy around the world. She ended up obtaining a Nobel Peace Prize in 2014 by the age of 17. She became the speaker for girls all over the world, not only for the people in Pakistan. There are so many injustices in the world happening every minute. And sometimes we find ourselves thinking there is nothing we can do. There is always something we can do. For me, it was as small as answering an email and telling a colleague, "I am here to help, to advocate, to pray, and to work with people on the most difficult day of their lives." It is a beautiful thing when we discover that we can use our God-given gifts and talents and choose to make a difference in the world. I am sharing this story so we can see that the book of Esther is not out of touch with our reality. And we all can decide to make a difference where we are, even in the small things and circumstances. Maybe it would have been easier for Esther to say no, and her people might have been taken out. Hard choices can impact lives in a way that we never imagine. Let's remember that Esther and her people are Jews in the diaspora. meaning that they are not living in their original land. Israel, Judah, were conquered by the Babylonian Empire and then by the Persian Empire. Many people today do not live in their original land because of persecution, because of violence, or economic reasons, just like the family that my colleague and I were helping. They find themselves trying to figure out life in exile, and sometimes they are marginalized and oppressed. History repeats itself over and over. Do we learn from it? Nearly a century ago, Jews in Germany were persecuted, fleeing Germany because of Nazi discrimination. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a very influential German theologian, put his life in danger when he spoke out against the Nazi regime. Similar to how Esther spoke out against the king's edict, but without the success that Esther achieved. He was executed just days before people were freed in his concentration camp. His words transcend time. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God is never mentioned in this book of Esther, but Mordecai's words implicitly show that help will arise from another place. These are his words to Esther. In fact, if you don't speak up at this very important time, relief and rescue will appear for the Jews from another place, but you and your family will die. Esther is the emissary of hope, the one chosen to be a queen. She finds herself in a place where she can create change in history. We see what a person can do regardless of their position, their status, or their gender. She was an orphan Jew, a woman who used her gifts, wisdom, and courage to save the Jewish people, who in the Hebrew Bible are called God's people. The reality is that we are all God's people, and God's will for humanity is to save everyone through Jesus Christ. Thank God the book of Esther made it to be one of the books that we read in our Bibles, showing us that it matters to speak about injustices of the world. It matters to have a female heroine in the Bible who takes us a chance, even if it means to lose her life. Women did not have a place in society at that time. Yet her courage, her power to influence others, and her relationships made a difference. Either use all the tools she had available to save her people. Esther's courage to unmask Haman's evil intentions and the king's immediate execution of Haman completely changed the plot of the story. Esther and her people are now safe. Esther has the power to influence the king to do more. And here the plot twists again. She asks the king to issue a new edict, saying that the Jews are allowed to defend themselves from their attackers. This is what the edict said. The order allowed Jews in each town to join together and defend their lives. The Jews were free to wipe out, kill, and destroy every army of any people and province that attacked them, along with their women and children. They could also take and keep anything their attackers owned. Has Esther become the oppressor by asking for the new edict? Is allowing the Jews to defend themselves wrong? You see, we have power. Power to choose how we will use our gifts and our resources. Power can be used to hurt others. We see it in history, in our families, in our communities. This world needs the saving grace that we have in Jesus. And so do we. Because without it, sometimes our egos and our agendas can harm others. A couple of weeks ago, we visited the Holocaust Museum after the service. And at the end of the exhibit, there is a quote by a Lutheran pastor named Martin Niemöller, who after World War II spoke about his early choice to be complicit with Nazism and his eventual change of heart and mind. This is the quote. "First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." His experience, his guilt, and his responsibility in oppressing others is something that resonates with our human condition. So I want to invite us all to ask ourselves two things. So the first one that I invite you to ask yourself is, to whom and how can I offer hope today in my community, in my school, in my place of work? To whom and how? And the second one is, am I oppressing someone by being silent to an injustice? Friends, the reality is that evil exists and creates suffering. The good news is that Christ suffered and died to save us all, even those who have been the evilest people in the world. God's grace is for everyone. Anyone can be redeemed by God's infinite love. It is up to us to pay attention to what is happening. We have been reminded that hard choices can impact lives in a way that we never imagined or intended. Friends, hope is found in the most ordinary things. Use your gifts. Speak out. Act against injustice. Against evil. Your identity as Christ's follower will reveal who you are wherever you go. Speak and give hope to everyone you meet. That will transform the world. Amen.